Hello, everyone. I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Wednesday night discipleship night. And I had a real good time teaching tonight in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, at Word of Life's church. And got home, and actually, I had to take a side trip to get a part for my car. And so we'll spend an hour here in the Word of God and making disciples. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. So one of the signs of a disciple of Jesus Christ is continuing in his word. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for all the blessings, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the knowledge of your word, Lord. We praise you and thank you, Lord, and I pray tonight's a great blessing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, that all our faith is built up by your word. And whatever we do is always under the blood of the everlasting covenant that you made with us on Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so let's take a look here at the fruit of the Spirit. I haven't taught on this in a long time. And we can see some scriptures about it. Galatians 5, 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And when I look at this, I see everything really flowing from love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Because we know the Bible says God is love. So we have love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. So if we're full of love, we're going to be full of joy. And if we're full of love, we're going to be full of peace. Now, some of these work, you know, the other way. If we're full of peace, then we're going to be full of love. But the one here, like long suffering and gentleness and goodness, that's all, if we are filled with love, we're going to be long suffering. Short temperedness is, not long suffering, you know, and gentleness, lack of gentleness is not, being filled with love. So if we are filled with God's love, there's going to be a gentleness about us. If we're filled with God's love, there's going to be great long suffering. Absence of God's love, very limited or none, long suffering book. So when we look at it here, it's like a sequence, right? Love leads us off. And then if we're full of God's love, we're going to have joy and we're going to have peace. We're going to be very long-suffering. We're going to be full of gentleness, full of goodness. Now, faith, I don't know if faith ties into that. That faith there is like trustworthiness. People, you know, some people, a person might say, well, I have great faith in so-and-so can do the job. You know, I don't know if that's directly connected with love, directed with character. Meekness, yeah, I could see love and meekness. Temperance, self-control. To me, that temperance would be more peace, self-control when we're in peace. Against such, there is no law. So again, the key to this is love. The more God love operates in us, the more joy we have, the more peace we have, certainly long suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, those other two, faith and temperance, I'm not sure. So remember, the foundation, the key is love. Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are in the Lord. Now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light of the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Yeah, I mean, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. I could see that merged with Galatians 5. Goodness. Well, that's one of the fruit of the Spirit already in Galatians 5. Righteousness would be added, and truth, the fruit of the Spirit. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So again, you know, dwelling in God is shown by the fruit of the Spirit manifesting in us. No doubt about it. That's one of the signs of a disciple of the Lord. So, as we grow in love, then everything else comes in line, folks. All of those fruit of the Spirit all come in line when we grow in love. And here, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, lines up perfectly with this. Charity or love suffereth long. There you go, long suffering. And is kind, gentle. Charity envieth not. Yeah. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not believe itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, long suffering, thinketh no evil, yet pure thoughts, rejoiceth not in iniquity. Yeah, if someone falls in iniquity, there should be a sorrow. When we have deep love in us, we have a sorrow when someone falls in iniquity. But rejoiceth in the truth. Yes. Love rejoices in the truth and does not pay any attention to lies. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, long suffering. Endureth all things, long suffering. Hopeth all things, endureth all things. So I see in here, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, some of it seems to overlap, but it's talking about love. And look at all of the, like, long suffering and not easily provoked. Rejoices not in iniquity, beareth all. That's all goes back. Let's go back and let's look at the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And we come right to Corinthians 13 there, and it's is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. That's all long suffering, goodness, gentleness, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, bearing all things, enduring all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. So, without love, we're very shallow, folks. It doesn't take much to push buttons to get us very angry off love. However, if we've grown in love, and have been seasoned in love, that's when we beareth all things, endureth all things, hopeth all things. And it repeats again, endureth all things twice. We can't endure without God's love in us. We simply can't. So, when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit, the key there is God's love. It seems like everything else revolves around it. So here's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Over on the other side is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Charity suffereth long. Right there, it's long-suffering, the fruit of the Spirit. And is kind, goodness. Charity envieth not. I don't know what that would fit. Charity vaunteth not itself. That would be meekness. Is not puffed up. Well, that's meekness. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Goodness. Seeketh not her own. I don't know. Is not easily provoked. Long suffering. Beareth all things. Oh, gentleness. Long suffering. Endureth all things. Again, I mean, long suffering fits a lot, folks. Long suffering is something that takes mature believers to grow in. But you can see how what's written in 1 Corinthians 13 there, 4 through 7, really fits the fruit of the Spirit. So let's look at some of these fruit of the spirit here in Galatians 5, 22, 23. For the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, joy here means very excited joy. It's like jump for joy. Hebrews 12:2 is the example here. So joy, love spills so deep in us that we're full of joy, absolutely full of it, jumping in excitement, peace, tranquil state of a soul, assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God, and content with its earthly lot of whatsoever sort that it is. So peace there means just it's like a kind of a gentle river flowing. And it's just flowing along, very peaceful, calm. That's the picture that Scripture gives us for the fruit of the Spirit of peace, tranquility, evenness, no turmoil. And I liken that to living above stress and strife. So there could be strife in a lot of things, and instead of getting mud wrestling in there and getting down and dirty, peace has us live above it. So one, we're involved in a situation where one side is anger and malice, bitterness, and on our part is peace, love, joy. We're not reacting to that anger because we matured and we're living above it now with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's what peace is, a tranquil state no matter what you're in. Long-suffering, fortitude, forbearance, gentleness, benign and kindness, goodness, upright of heart. Yeah, pure, like a pure heart, goodness. You're doing things with a pure heart out of love. That's what goodness is. Now, meekness, gentleness, and mildness. And that's all signs that we've grown in the Lord, matured in the Lord. Gentleness, mildness. You know, no, like, outright aggression on our part. Nothing shakes us. We're just not in someone's grill, as we say. That's meekness, goodness. And it could be a process, folks. I know in my case it was. Process. Ephesians 4:2. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another. Now notice this, in love. Forbearing one another in love. People that are long-suffering and forbearing one another in love can be great assets to God's kingdom. Great assets. They don't get flustered. They don't get angry. They're full. The Lord was very meek. Very meek. And that's a sign in us. We can be greatly used of the Lord when we are full of, actually all three, long-suffering, goodness, and meekness. And I think, like, looking at long-suffering, oh, and gentleness. We can't forget gentleness over there. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness. I think when I look at them, they're in order. And the result of long suffering and gentleness and goodness, the result is meekness. Now, you can look at some other things in here. Maybe the result of long suffering and gentleness is goodness. But meekness is something that I've encountered a lot. To a lot of things in your life, can hone you towards meekness. And meekness is gentleness and mildness. Let me read that verse again. I'm not showing it to you, folks. I'm sorry. There we go. Now I can take it easy here. Long-suffering, fortitude, forbearance. The fruit of the Spirit, gentleness, is benign kindness, goodness, upright of heart, meekness, gentleness, mildness. In the scripture for that, Ephesians 4:2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Wow. Wow, that's really something. And then I got a link here to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. Let me go over and get that. All right, 2 Peter 1:6, temperance. Now, temperance is not found too many times in the scriptures, but temperance is connected with like a pattern of living. So temperance comes, well, let's look at the descending order here. And besides this, giving all diligence, and add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. So right there, it's temperance, and temperance is self-control. So temperance is a result of, in our faith, virtue. And then with virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. So all these things, in temperance, what does it lead to? Patience. And godliness. People that lack temperance. Temperance is self-control. You don't hear the word too much today. It's kind of relegated to history. But the temperance movement in the 1800s was to free people from, I guess that was later. It'd be the late 1800s and into the 1900s. The temperance movement was against alcohol. That's what it was. Alcoholism was a problem. And the temperance movement was to free people from the bondage of alcohol. Temperance is self-control. So being addicted to alcohol is the opposite of self-control. So that's what temperance was, though, self-control. So you could see if you have a lot of temperance, self-control, what does that lead to? Patience. Patience. Sure, you could see it. And what does patience lead to? Godliness. So temperance is very important here. And from godliness, brotherly kindness. And then from brotherly kindness to charity or love. So temperance is very important in us maturing in the fruit of the Spirit. People may not like it. The temperance movement was, they were activists in it. So the temperance people, they were mostly women, would go into bars, saloons, and bust them up. And there was nothing that really was done to them because they were women. So yes, there was one Terry Nation. Terry Nation. Wowee. Man, I read her life story and it was really hard to believe. The husband died of alcoholism, died of alcohol. And the county she was in, I think in Kansas, was supposed to be a dry county, no alcohol, but they had the saloons open and all. So she decided to take things into her own hands and put a brick in a long sock that she had, like the sock would come up above her knees, put a brick in that, and then she'd twirl it around and go into the bars and bust up the bottles and the mirrors and bust everything she could. And then she'd take a big axe, and they had the rum was very big back then, and the eyewitnesses said she had such power that when she hit the rum barrels, they would explode. Completely fearless, they'd put her in jail, and women would flock from miles and miles around to stand by her side in prison. And she was really something. She was a force of nature, folks, leading into the temperance movement to abolish alcohol. And, of course, that lasted for a certain amount of years, and then it was rescinded. But that's what it was, the temperance movement, self-control. So here is the listing, walking in the fruit of the Spirit. It's a sequence to love. 1 Peter 1:5. And beside all this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So all of this here, including temperance, is groundwork for us to grow in God's word, heading towards love. So it is a sequence to love. And temperance is right in it, folks. We need to have a loving spirit in us. We need to have temperance, self-control. Because if not, we can fly off real quickly. Someone can say something at work, and we can't control ourselves. It's out of control. Well, that's not a good witness, folks, and it's hindering our growth towards love. Because when we are growing in temperance, then we grow in patience. That's self-control. And to patience, godliness. Godliness. That's, I think all of us want to be godly like that. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. And if these things be in you, the fruit of the Spirit here, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So the knowledge of the Lord isn't just picking up the Bible and read it. There's a character background. The Bible is a spiritual book. There's a character background. So as we grow in that character background, we grow in God's love. And that sets the foundation for us to know God's word. Not just head knowledge, but very fruitful in the knowledge, as it says here, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Very fruitful. So if we are reading God's word and we are angry, let's say, and not kind, what that does, it puts a spiritual blindness. So we can read the word of God and at the same time be missing like the truth of the word that God wants to get out. We can't be deep in sin and with no temperance and expect to have great knowledge in God's word. It could be knowledge like an unbeliever has. All right. But the true ministering to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the true meaningful knowledge of God's word comes in line, you know, with all of this. Right in the heart of it, as we're looking at it, is temperance, self-control, self-control. Colossians 3:12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, love, put on love, which is the bond of perfectionist. So what really is so important to us, again, from the scriptures? Bond of perfectionist. And what is that? Charity. When it says charity there, it's love, which is the bond of perfectionist. So we can be falling short, folks. But if we have God's love in us, that's the bond of perfectionist. So again, it comes back to love. It comes back to love. And then it says here, bowels, up in verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Now that means pity and sympathy. Bowels of mercy. Pity and sympathy. You know, have sympathy on the lost folks. And not be happy that terrible things have happened to them, let's say. Bowels, pity, sympathy. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. So this is discipleship. You know, something horrible happens to a, we'll say, a terrible person. Well, we're sad about it. We're interceding, making ourselves available for prayer. That is what God wants. Not like a joy in us. Oh, that's really good that that person got that. Yeah, they really deserve it. Yeah. So God doesn't want us to take joy in it. But that, in fact, that very thing, great hurt to someone, great pain to someone, maybe the very thing to bring them to Christ, folks. It very well may be. All right. We'll call that a night. But there is all those lists of scriptures for discipleship, folks. And Colossians 3:14. And above all these things, put on charity, love, which is the bond. It's like the cement of perfectness. You know, and I think of 1 John 4:17, perfect love casts out fear, because fear is torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. So, love is the bond of perfectness. We see that in 1 John 4:17. We see it here in Colossians 3:14. It's a bond, folks. Real love protects us. It deeply protects us. So with that, I think I'll call a night. And I hope this teaching here was a blessing. I haven't been with the Fruit of the Spirit in a long time. I don't know how long, but it's good to go over it. This is discipleship. Fruit of the Spirit. Discipleship. Growing deeper in God's love is discipleship. And it really becomes growing deeper in love with God as our Abba Father. Abba Father. All right. It went real fast, folks. So let's go over here and see what's going on. And we have Paula Jean here. Any comments, Paula Jean? Have you muted yourself, Paula Jean? I know Sharon didn't mute herself. Hello, Sharon.
Nope, I didn't. Nope, I did not mute me. And so I'm able to talk right now. And that was a very, very calm lesson in teaching and stuff. And I liked the way it just kind of flowed and stuff, and everything went right, directing right toward the word love.
Right. Exactly right. And that's because God is love. So you can't, amen, like separate that fruit of the Spirit from love, because that's where, right, that's the foundation of it all, one way or another.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed listening to it and stuff. And I wouldn't mind listening to it again. So, uplifting.
Yeah, it is. It is the teaching on the fruit of the Spirit. Very, very important. Yeah. And forgiveness and all. It all ties in together.
Amen.
All right. Anything else, Sister Sharon?
Nope. Oh, that's it. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Now we have, this looks like Rita.
Yeah, Chaplain John. It was, I was blessed by the teaching, and thank you.
Good. Yeah, it's something that we can lock into in acting, yeah, and thinking when we're acting with people.
And love is very important. It's very important.
Very important. Yeah, love, yeah, is like you're starving to death without, you know, any food. That's the way love is. Without love in us, we're spiritually starving to death without, like, interacting with people. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
We're
nothing.
That. Yeah. Going through the motions of life.
Right. You're empty.
Empty. All right. Michael, you're here if you'd like to say something. If you're just, you know, following, that's fine. And then Gigi and Randy, are you here? No, they're not. And Rita, you're not Rita. Ola Jean, are you here?
Yes, I am.
All right, your comments?
Oh, I think it's all very true. Love is the foundation. God is love, and his love heals us and delivers us and sets us free. And I just think it's such an important thing for people to realize what a gift that is.
Amen. 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 Okay. Well, I'm very, very tired. So I think we're going to call it a night. Big day again. Big, big day. So I love these big days in the Lord. So when the teaching tonight went very, very good. I'm very, very happy. We've got to teach on the great white throne judgment and Satan being bound and then loosed. All right. God bless everybody. Now, tomorrow morning we have prayer at 10 a.m. Eastern. You're all welcome. And tomorrow night we have more Bible teaching, and that's on 1 John. I think we're on 1 John. We might have ended 3, and we might be beginning chapter 4 with 1 John.
Okay.
So God bless everybody. Thank you for coming. And even so, come Lord Jesus. And we're looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his only begotten Son.